background, for those of you who don't know what Academy Health is, we're the professional home for health services researchers, and our mission at Academy Health is to link research with policy and practice. And we've made great headway in refining the methods, training, and skills used by health services researchers. We've also been encouraging health services researchers to use those methods and skills and employ them by looking at the public health system. So more recently, we've been really working to develop our public health systems research program at Academy Health. And I'd like to thank my project officer, Deborah Perez, is here today. All of our programs at Academy Health that work in this area are funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. So as Ron mentioned, our interest group is now more than 1,400 members. I think everyone in this room is a member, so thank you. It's growing. Hopefully after this week, we'll be up to 1,500. Another thing that we do is sponsor national conferences, and we have an annual research meeting every year in June. Our call for abstracts is being released today. So if anyone is interested in submitting a paper, there's information in the back of the room, and I encourage you to do so. And thirdly, we oversee an investigator-initiated grant program, and this is really exciting. To date, we've awarded more than $2 million in grants to public health systems researchers, and next month, around January, we'll be announcing up to $1.3 million more in small grants to public health systems researchers. So we're really excited to have that program and to support researchers who are investigating this. So at Academy Health, as we're growing this PHSR program, we're really looking to listen to the key influencers of PHSR, the practitioners, policymakers, and researchers that all contribute to this field. One of our recent successes, our PHSR stakeholder meeting, is something that we wanted to talk to you about today. So the goals of this meeting, as Ron touched on, were to celebrate the successes of the Council on Linkages and to look at the Council's research agenda and a research agenda developed by CDC and to bring these stakeholders together and talk about what we need to do to really push this agenda forward. So our participants at the meeting were representatives from state and local public health agencies, from academia, from the national organizations ASTO, NACHO, and NALBO, and some of the people who've been supporters of PHSR from the beginning, as well as some of the newer folks. So there were five themes stemming from that meeting that I just wanted to touch on today, and then I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Mays and Dr. Allen to discuss them in more depth. But these are the themes and the areas that stemmed out of this meeting where we think that consensus really needs to be built in order to move this field forward. And these themes are summarized in our issue brief. It's in the back of the room. Copy here, and I'd like to thank my colleague Megan Ickes, who's here today, and Jenny Minot for their contributions to these documents. If you need copies, just give us a call. We'll send them to you. So the first theme is data, and all of our stakeholders agree that the existing data is limited in scope, it's inconsistent, it's very difficult to draw conclusions across jurisdictions and across time frames. And the practitioners often lack experience, time, skill, resources, and maybe interest in collecting this data. However, there was a great discussion at our meeting that the perfect sometimes is the enemy of the good, and that there are many important research questions that we can start answering now with the data that we do have. So in addition to this, the good news is that some efforts are underway to fund and collect data through ASTO, NACHO, and NALBO's membership surveys, and I've asked Dr. Scutchfield after the panel to talk about some of the needs to harmonize this data. The second theme is methods and theories, and our stakeholders are concerned that the research designs and methodologies really need improvement, and it might be premature to perform more sophisticated research at this time. However, many of our stakeholders agree that there's much that can be learned from health services research. Some folks, though, were quite wary of that PHSR is different than HSR, that it's more new, and that it is that it's even more cross-disciplinary than HSR is. And as part of our investigator-initiated grant program at Academy Health, we've identified that there's definitely a need for more intense training and methods for those in public health systems research, and we're hoping to conduct a methods needs assessment next year to look more into these needs. The third is performance indicators, and there's as you all know, we're sort of struggling to define a PHSR and what is the public health system itself. And there was actually great debate. There seems to be some great debate amongst our stakeholders about defining the public health system. There's a large number of people who define the system as governmental public health system and the services and provisions provided by state and local public health. But others are defining this as a larger sort of interconnected web of public and private entities. And there was a vocal group at our meeting who also are encouraging us to look more at perhaps the inputs to the system rather than these providers and contributors to it. So now with all these new performance indicators that are required of us, putting this under the spotlight, and I know the folks are down the hall talking about this, and since Dennis Lenaway isn't here to promote his own 12:30 webcast, I told him I would. There's a webcast today on performance indicators for those of you who are interested. Another important issue that came up for our meeting was looking at other countries, and not just other developed public health systems, but perhaps developing systems where great successes are being accomplished with fewer resources. The fourth theme is linking research, policy, and practice, and this is what we're really excited about at Academy Health. Now, of course, the practitioners want their needs to drive research, whereas researchers want practitioners to implement evidence-based programs. And I really believe that as we're coming together, practitioners and researchers need to work together to jointly communicate their needs to policymakers. So some of the things that our stakeholders saw that we need to start collaborating around are adapting a common language and definition for the public health system, for reaching a consensus on logic models, indicators, and methodologies that we're going to be using, for determining if performance should be evaluated by system or by service or by function, targeting our data mining needs to public health practice priorities. That one was for you, Susan. And of course, identifying, continuing to identify practice and policy relevant research questions. I know Glenn is going to address some opportunities there. And our final theme here is increasing public support for PHSR. Now, we all know infrastructure and methodology are not sexy terms. I think our communications department at Academy Health isn't allowing me to use the I word anymore. So we've got to come up with something new. But I was actually excited by Dr. Gerberding's plenary yesterday. I'm not sure if all of you were able to attend, but we all know that health care is really becoming a part of the national debate, and it is time that health care and public health come together to put more focus in the national debate on health, people's personal health, and the health protection of us as a society. And I think that this is really an opportunity for public health systems research to make the case for more interest and investments in health. And finally, there's certainly a need for enhanced investment. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation is backing their commitment to this issue with money, and other groups, public and private, can really support this discipline by funding research and also the research infrastructure by providing incentives for implementation of evidence-based practice. And any of you, feel free to contact me. I just wanted to pass the mic over to Dr. Mays, and he and Dr. Allen are going to be addressing the researcher and practitioner perspectives on this issue, and I invite all of you to contribute your perspective at the conclusion.